Are you looking for book reviews and recommendations?
And you know, funny thing is that the author made a lot of noise, made this powerful book with minimal characters.
Our bands are on important and tribal issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
then you are at the right place. Welcome to the book review and more with Missy.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Books and Bands with Missy. Of course, who else is better? Okay, this is me recording 12 p.m. in the midnight just to serve you guys better. I know I've gone AWOL for a while now, but as usual, I'm back. But today's episode is just going to be like a continuation of last episode. Yes, last episode was titled Slums and Emotions. Unfortunately, my emotions got the best of me and I talked about my emotions more than my reading slump. So today's episode is just going to be 2-in-1. Yes, I'm nice like that. Okay, so today's episode is just going to be 2-in-1, where I talk about how to recover from a reading slump, and I'm going to give you guys a review on two books that helped me recover. You know, reading slump and books go hand in hand, please. So firstly, let's talk, what is reading slump? As a reader, an avid reader, you must have come about a reading slump or heard about it. So you must have heard it a lot of times. What is a reading slump? A reading slump is when you become uninterested and every book has become a bit uncaptivating to you. Like you do not find interest in reading at all. Everything becomes boring and repetitive. When you pick up a book and you feel like a headache or you just feel uninterested, yes, baby, you have a reading slump. Now, reading slump affects readers in different ways. Like you get different symptoms of reading slump and they are caused by different things. For some readers, it goes as 3 days to a week and you're back. And for some, it can go as long as 3 months, 6 months, and I do not wish that on any, even my enemies, please. So firstly, what causes a reading slump? Number one, boredom. Now, boredom as well. When you read same type of book every time, the same genre, the same, some people go as reading the same author or authors with similar pattern on writing style, you get bored over time because it's usual, because you keep reading the same thing, there is no twist, there is nothing new, so of course you get bored. And once you get bored and you just don't feel interested, baby, that's a reading slump. Number two, stress level. I think this is what caused mine, because I was stressed. So maybe you're going through a phase or work or school stress. Generally, when your stress level is high, you know, reading is a mental thing to do, a mental ability. So it requires you to be at the right mental state before you can read. So imagine your mental health not being balanced. My dear, I don't know how you want to take dual mode, but reading slump is definitely going to occur, because yes, you'll not be able to focus because your health is not in a right place. Number three, depression. Now, depression is when you just feel down. I do not really know much about this topic, so I'm just going to just state why you might have a reading slump or you're depressed. Now, depression occurs when you're not in the right state of mind and when everything just feels down. There's no optimism for you to just try and do anything. So if you're not optimistic to read, I don't know how you're going to do it, but reading slump is going to be your core, because for you to enjoy any book, it has to pick your interest. If your book doesn't pick your interest, I don't know, you're definitely not going to enjoy it, because it looks as if you're just putting yourself through stress, and once you're forcing yourself to read a book, you're not going to enjoy it. Reading should be fun, reading should be enjoyable. So once you're just forcing yourself to finish a book, I do not advise that on anybody. Even though sometimes I have the tendency of saying I'm not going to drop a book until I finish reading it. Over time, normally a book should take me 2-3 days or max a week. But if I'm forcing myself that I am not going to drop this book, I'm going to read it. Over time, I can spend 2-3 weeks on reading a particular book. I could have dropped and read other books. So this is my advice to everybody. Maybe, of course, like anybody going through a reading slump or anything, for now, is that number one, when a book doesn't pique your interest, drop it. I know this sounds like what is she preaching, but that's true. If you pick a book and you've read least 50 to 60 chapters and you still do not find interest, drop it. At that moment, you trying to continue reading that book at that moment is just going to give you unnecessary stress you didn't ask for. And that's true, because once you do not find a book interesting, you're just going to force yourself to read it, and it will not only deter you from reading that same book, it will deter you from reading others. So drop any book if you're not interested in it. Read other ones that you might find interesting, and you can come back to it and later on you might find interesting. My number one tip was, if you do not find interest in the book, drop it. Number two tip, change your genre. And it's true, some people are in love with romance and some people thriller like me. Even though thriller is good for twists and turns and you don't know what to expect, I found out that over this time I was able to start predicting the twist that comes, the plot twist. And that was unenjoyable for me. For like 5 books I read, I was able to predict the twist. And it started getting boring, so I switched to psychological thriller. Psychological thriller is more complex to normal crime thriller or legal thriller. Now I'm reading psychological thriller for now, and I've also switched to a bit of panorama and supernaturals. So reading that, and I've also started trying romance, even though I have always spoken bad about romance for a while now. So reading that has made me see that, okay, there is a lot of books in this world that needs to be explored. So do not stick to a genre, move to other genre. If you're a lover of fiction, try non-fiction. If you're a lover of romance, try thrillers or panoramas or fantasies. So that's it. Switch up your game. When everything is the same, life becomes boring, and that definitely applies to your books also. So when you read the same genre, it definitely get boring at a point. That's my advice for you. And number three tip. Number one is, if a book does not pick your interest, drop it. And number two is, you should change your genre. Change it, please. And number three is your reading format. Now, this age and time, books occur in different forms. Unlike before that you have to carry a huge sack of book or load of books for people to know you are definitely reading something. Now you have books on your phone and you have audiobooks. You have different formats and ways you can read a book. So maybe you need to define what a book means to you. A book can be your phone. Yes, your phone can also act as a book. You can have the hardcover, you can have the audiobook as your book. Change your taste in what your book, define what your book can mean to you. So For me, for example, I read mostly on my phone. So you can try hardcovers if you're like me, and if you read mostly on hardcovers, try soft copies, or you can try audiobooks. Audiobooks enables you to listen and can also try doing other things at the same time. So you can try other forms of reading. It will definitely pique your interest because you're trying a new style, different from something you used to. That is it. Just change what a book means to you. And number three, pick up an old favorite. This definitely works for me. Anytime I have a reading slump, which occurs frequently, they're normal, that I would like to admit, so I'm sorry about that. So anytime you're reading slump, pick an old favorite. For me, that's the Eddie Flynn series by Steve Kavanagh. That is a series that will always get me back on track. If I do not read the Eddie Flynn series, I'll definitely read the Will Trent series by Karen Slaughter. Anybody who knows me knows I am a lover of series. I do not really like standalones, so I love series. So if you pick up an old favorite, whether you're Daniel Steele, your Chimamanda, your Agatha Christie, or any book from your favorite author, it should definitely remind you of what it feels like to be in love with a particular book. So pick up an old favorite, and from there your habit might come back. Number five tip is, pick up a magazine or a newspaper or leaflets or anything. You can drop reading the novelettes or the novels for a while and pick up other things, other readable materials like the magazines, the newspaper. So by the time you read short stories or you move to short stories, you can read short stories online instead of novels also. So by the time you read short stories, you definitely pick interest in every other thing, and maybe your body can go back to normal as it was before. And yes, that's our tips on book, on reading slumps. Our first one is, if a book does not interest you, drop it. Change your genre. This is a very, very important thing, because we get too lost in reading a genre and we forget that there are all the millions of books that exist out there. Number three, change your reading formats. I've said it, I've expanded on this. And number four, pick up an old favorite. Another one I would like to add is to reduce your stress level. Yes, you, no matter what you're going through, remember that life is only once and you should not kill yourself. Do not come and kill yourself. If you die, life will continue. Please, I'm sorry, I am just preaching. So yes, reduce your stress level. That is a very important thing to do. If you feel like you've been doing a lot of things these days, or you just feel exhausted every time, please take a day and relax. You know one thing, life continues whether you work or not. It doesn't recognize it. And no matter what you do, if you miss a day's work, does not mean you still have a whole lot of missing a day out of 365 or whatever months you do. Because me, I used to miss a day for a week. That's my self-care day. Please. Life will continue. So please reduce your stress level. Whatever is happening, just take a chill pill. Life is happening. So that's our advice on reading Islam. Missy, the prophetess, has come to save the day as usual. So yes, let's move to the part two of this episode. Like I promised, this is a two-in-one episode. I am nice like that. Okay, this is the part two of the podcast. I am nice like that. I know. I'm a very nice person. And this is the book that helped me in my reading Islam. I'm going to review two books. Yes, I haven't read much this year, but we're still going to do a rundown of all the books I've read this year. And I've really, really discovered some good authors. I can't wait to share with you guys. So our first book on the books that helped me recover from my reading slump is Cain and Abel by Jeffrey Archer. I've read a lot about this book and I did my research before coming to it, because I realized that giving background details help you guys better. So Cain and Abel by Jeffrey Archer was released 1979 and it peaked number one on New York Times bestseller list. It's one of the best-selling books of all times. And while reading the book, I see the reason it's achieved all these feats. Cain and Abel is a book about two boys who grew to be men, William Cain and Abel Rusnowski. William Cain grew up with the finest in, and his father owns a bank. In fact, his family owns a bank. So he grew up going to the best schools, best education. Although he lost his parents at a tender age, he was left to the care of his grandma. He had a best friend and he grew up with the finest. And while Abel, on the other hand, was found and adopted by a poor family who could barely survive a day. Due to Abel's intelligence, he got the interest of the baron, who took him in and took care of him like a son. Well, Abel became best friends with the baron's son, and all this didn't last for long because a war broke out and the Polish side suffered. Abel Rusnowski is a Polish side suffered, and in the war he lost his best friend Leon, who is the baron's son, and also discovered that the baron is his biological father. Abel, with the war, was sent to slave camps and he toiled for months until, with the help of a camp doctor, he was able to escape. And after wandering from Istanbul, he went to Turkey. After wandering from different countries, he finally landed in America and he became a waiter for a start. Abel was named Waldeck in his home, but when he landed into America, he changed his name to Abel Rusnowski. So Abel, on landing to America, decided to make his best for himself, and he grew up from being a waiter. He started doing other things until he got the interest of Davis Leroy. Davis Leroy is the owner of multiple chains of hotel, but has been mismanaged by the staff in his hotel. He decided to put Abel in charge to help him rebrand his hotel and make it one of the best hotels in USA. Now, Abel took this opportunity and life seems to be smiling at him until another one hits. The stock market crashed and the hotels were foreclosed by who? And that is where William Cain came into the picture. So yes, we talked about William Cain earlier. So William Cain Bank is the one that wants to foreclose Abel's boss's Davis Leroy hotels. Now, Abel begged on behalf of his boss, but unfortunately William couldn't do anything and Davis Leroy committed suicide. Abel blamed William for the death of his boss and promises to avenge his death. years later, and after building multiple chains of hotel, Abel was still after his revenge. The only stumbling block was his daughter, Florentina, married William Kane's son, Richard. And even though this happened, it still didn't deter him for seeking his revenge. Now, eventually, Abel was able to collect the bank from William Kane, but come to realization that William Kane has helped him in the past. But Abel could not apologize for his ways of taking the bank from him. And that is because William Kane died and Abel Wovnowski died shortly after. Now, I know I have said like half of the plot, but even though what I've said has taken so long, to be honest, it still isn't half of the plot. The book is literally like a movie in your head. You keep watching because a lot of activities, everything is going on. Even though I have some problems with the book, but it was such a fantastic read, a very, very good read, a book that should definitely keep you out of a reading slump. It did its job. It came, it delivered, it fucking delivered. Please. Okay, so my problem with the book was that the marriage between Florentina and Richard, that is Abel's daughter and William's son, was rushed for me. Their union was rushed. They literally... Okay, I know I do have a problem with romance. That particular part of the book was treated like an afterthought. But it was treated like it was something that they just thought to do after, like, they didn't really intend to take it that serious. And that didn't give that place context. It didn't give it depth at all. It just made it feel flat. Their marriage, it was supposed to be a twist, but it didn't deliver. It didn't hit because it was just felt like, what the fuck were they doing? So yes, I felt like if the author had given more depth to Florentina and Richard's marriage, it would have blown that book away. A little bit more scenes here and there would have done enough justice to it. And that performance, that at some points the writing became bland, like it was just like you're reading an essay. Just even the twists they tried to incorporate into it were not really hitting, and just felt like you're just reading something straight. You know, there is a difference in you having a twist and there's a way you deliver those twists. So most of it just felt like, oh, take it. Like it didn't, the delivery wasn't just there for me. But apart from that, it's a solid 7/10 for me, because the plot was intriguing and I really, really enjoyed it. It definitely put me out of my slump. Another book that put me out of my slump is the A Broken People Playlist by Chimamanda Garrick. Now, this book is a Nigerian book. I am a fan of Nigerian fiction. I've always loved reading Nigerian fiction because it's more relatable, and the names, the places, the mention, the setting, everything is relatable. So that is my number one reason for being a big fan of Nigerian fiction. And it's no news that Nigerian authors are really, really good with words. Like, their pen game is up there, please. So yes, I'm a big fan of Nigerian fiction, and this fiction didn't fail to deliver. Although it's a compilation of short stories that is supposed to tell Nigerian stories. So this is a compilation of short stories that tells the Nigerian stories in different perspective. It focuses more on the youth, and I really, really enjoyed each and every story that was pinpointed. Most of it was set in Port Harcourt, and it is a difference to what I read. Although most times I read mostly Igbo, like Chimamanda, please, of course, I read Chimamanda. Or other books I read are set in Lagos. But hearing more about the Port Harcourt culture, the Shekiri and everything, the names, everything, gave me a new insight to another part of Nigeria. And yes, many things were addressed in this book. We have the SARS, the drugs, every confraternity aspect, every single story of Nigerian youth were told in a very, very unique way. Some books broke me, love, tragedy, everything. This book was definitely it for me. It broke me, actually. Like, the first story was heartbreaking. It was something I cried over. And another thing that I love about the book is the way the author is able to draft a unique character for every book, because they're different stories. They're up to 10 or so different stories, and the author created unique characters for each story. There is no bland character. Every single character is unique. and fit into their role respectively. I really enjoyed that, and it was beautiful, to be honest. So, and I have served you guys for today. Like, I really, really delivered. And this is me, 12:18 a.m. Then I'm supposed to read my book, deliver a podcast for my favorite people. Because I really, really enjoy talking to you guys and talking about books and talking to my favorite people who take their time to listen to my podcast. It's one of the greatest things I do. So, yes, even though I still want my podcast to reach a large audience, the few people that click on this link are definitely my best friends. I love you guys so much and be besties. So yes, a lot has happened in my life, my freelancing, to me writing the contest I didn't win, for me just exploring myself, and yes, I'm still going through my growth process. Hopefully my books and you guys will be here to see it through. And when I become that old grown babe that's spending money, that's sleeping, you people are going to be there, but I'm going to be sharing, oh, I went to Venice yesterday, oh, I went to France. Yes, Mrs. Chopin Abroad is definitely coming. So yes, and that will be all for today. I shared reading slum tips that definitely helped my life and will be a miracle. I am a prophetess. Take those tips, and in a minute your reading slump is cured. Pay me. So yes, you guys should not forget, if you're using Podroom to listen, donate to this babe. She's broke. I'm broke. And donate to the podcast. If you can donate, subscribe, share your Insta story. Yes, definitely. I'm going to keep bringing up more content. But yeah, this book, this podcast, firstly, I created it for nerds like me. So we're going to have a safe space where book lovers like me know that, yes, somebody definitely out there cares about them. I do, actually. I do. So definitely more content outside book is coming. I really love creating that content, but book content gives me more joy. So more content, more everything. This is here to stay for a long time. You see, I can go, I'll be back. Short thing. I know they go anywhere. Forget, this is here to stay for a long time. So yes, I'll be back, same podcast, same Nisi, same next week. Don't forget to follow on Instagram at books_and_bands and another underscore. So you push follow on Instagram. It's not easy to create content. I create content on Instagram. I really do graphic designs for you. My favorite app is Twitter, because I realized that my Instagram people definitely needs that content. You push go and follow me. Let me go from the followers. Follow on Twitter at books_and_bands. You push follow and follow and engage content on Twitter. Follow me at Okpeyemi, see where I do my daily rants, and you get to see me in my own personal space. Yes, follow me. Same podcast next week. I love you guys so much. And remember, you're whoever you want to be. Your emotions are valid, and you can be whoever you want to. The power of change is in your hands, and you're beautiful.